Jellyfish is not a fish because it doesn't have a backbone. Same with starfish, shellfish, cuttlefish, and crayfish. These are fake fish.
They said we're fake fish, but we were first to evolve.
They said we're spineless, but we have no bones at all.
Invertebrate means we don't have a backbone.
We're cold-blooded.
Some have shells.
And some don't.
Arthropods are kind of nuts. Cnidarians, mollusks, sponges, worms. Arthropods are kind of nuts. Cnidarians, mollusks, sponges, worms.
Exoskeletons are strung out of shells. Some fly, some swim, and most lay eggs. You can tell us apart by our number of legs. 6 insects, 8 arachnids, 10 crustaceans, and then myriapods have more than 10.
Planetherms are spiny skin and lack salt water.
Cnidarians with coral and anemones. We have beautiful radio symmetry. We will sting you unless you're a friend. We eat and poop out of the very same end. We don't have organs, no body cavity. Some stay in one place and some swim free.
We mollusks are soft, but some make shells in odd shapes. Many of us have a radula, a tongue that scrapes. We include bivalves like clams and cephalopods like me. But most of us are snails and slugs who live on the land in freshwater or the sea.
Our sponge is also called porphyrins, because our skin has pores, that's the difference. I started out swimming, but now I guess I'll attach at the base, baby. That's called sessile.
So like, we're worms, but can you believe this song is lumping us all into one category?
Yeah, there are like 9 different phyla, and we have nothing in common.
Look, many of us are annelids, segmented worms and leeches.
Join nematodes called roundworms, some found in your breeches.
Breeches,
platy helminthes, but flatworms to you.
You.
Only a few are parasites too.
From the microscopic mixozoan
to the rare colossal squid, just remember who came before you. Invertebrates did.
But I still say the fake fish.
We prefer the term in benefits.
Try again.
In vegetables.
Now!
Invertebrates!
Do 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 do